The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so let's go ahead with the meditation together. I see folks arriving and more will come and join us. So just settling in, arriving, and allowing yourself to have a sense of slowing down, becoming present for your experience. You can let the eyes close. And just feel the body in the sitting posture. Feeling the straightness of the spine. Feeling the connection to where you're sitting, contact points of the seat and the legs or the feet. We might imagine that the body rises off the cushion or the chair, the way a sea plant rises off the sea floor. It's anchored at the bottom and just floats in the water, buoyed upward. The arms float, the head floats on the spine. It can help to imagine a little space between the top vertebra and the base of the skull to soften the neck. And softening the eyes and the eye sockets. Releasing the chest, the belly. So inviting some ease or expansion in the torso. So the invitation today is to take body sensations as the focus of mindfulness. This includes sounds and the breath, often one of the more prominent body sensations. And also all the various pulsings and tinglings, heat and vibrations that course around in the body. Some of these are related to being in the sitting posture or whatever posture you're in. Some relate to digestion or breathing. And some are just there because the body is alive. So we have these different sensations. And we put those into the foreground while letting thoughts or emotions be more in the background. For now, those things are fine, but they're not the main focus for now. So just resting with the various body sensations, opening to that, or being willing to listen to the body, whether the sensations are pleasant or unpleasant. As well as all the many, many neutral sensations. The body has a way of opening up when we turn our gentle, mindful attention toward it. Perhaps the way a flower opens when the sun begins to shine on it. It perks up a bit, it shows more of itself. When there's a genuine non-judgmental interest. And there are a lot of options with the body. So if a given part is feeling painful, it may draw the attention, but there's no need for us to continue with that. If it feels like it's getting stronger, we can just move the attention elsewhere. Or we can open to sounds. Or even open the eyes. You can find what works. The aim is simply to be simple. And as we stay with this realm of the body and breath and sounds, it's easy to see that many of these sensations are changing. Some are very quick, just rise and pass. Others feel like they're there, ongoing, but if we look carefully, they're probably shifting, fluttering a bit. There are different ways to be with changing experience like this. We might kind of feel each one as an event, noting it. Or we can also have a sense of mindfulness as a field or an expanse, like a lake or like the sky, and various experiences come in and out of that, happen within that. And either of those ways is fine. But just being aware of this changing flux of experience. And from time to time, we might again just scan through the body and invite ease, in case any parts have tightened up. Sometimes the eyes get tight if we are literally trying to look at experience. Or sometimes the changing nature of experience brings up some tension. So it can help to imagine softening, just letting the experience be changing as it is. So we have a sense of resting in the normal flow of sounds and sensations and breath. Resting. when we are noticing impermanence or inconstancy, it becomes clearer to see when the mind hangs up or gets fixed on something, which is very normal. And when we notice that the mind has grasped onto the bank of the river, we can just gently get back into the flow. Again, seeing if we can rest and soften with this changing experience. Noticing the changing nature of experience gradually helps the heart learn to let go. There's no point in grasping this flow. There's hardly anything to grasp, as it changes so much. It even seems to run by itself. So as we move toward the ending of this sit, we might consider, how might it be to flow a bit more today? We may find that it's easier to be present for other people when we are not stopping the flow of an interaction in our mind by grasping on to our own thoughts or views, thinking about what we're going to say next, but instead just staying present for this other person. Our own willingness to be with how things are changing. Makes us more available for other people and more resilient, more flexible, more responsive. So cultivating this understanding of change is our friend and is an important, rather deep aspect of practice. And it evolves over a long time.